Delirio is the title of a new recording of vocal cantatas by George Friedrich Handel. It features soprano Natalie Doucet. The album's title is taken from one of the cantatas, Delirio Amoroso, or Delirium of Love, the text of which was written by a Vatican cardinal. Tom Manoff has a review.
When a young George Friedrich Handel came to Rome in 1706, opera had been forbidden by the Pope. But composers and poets found another way to fulfill their operatic longings. They wrote short vocal cantatas, not actual operas, but operatic in style. One of Handel's patrons in Rome was Cardinal Benedetto Pamphili, a wealthy connoisseur of the arts and something of a poet. The cardinal enjoyed an opulent life, complete with his own palace, and it was there that Delirio Amoroso was first performed. When hearing this music for the first time, it's possible to respond only to its flowery sheen. After all, this highly ornamented style reflects the ostentatiousness of Baroque aristocratic culture. But one thing that makes a great composer like Handel great is that the inner life of his music can move us beyond that immediate response. So once you clear out the flowery gauze around the sound, something more engaging and more real emerges. For example, the charm of this passage for voice and violin. Soprano Natalie Doucet doesn't let the virtuosity of this music overshadow its delightful qualities. She is helped in that effort by an inspired collaboration with Emmanuel Haim, who leads the instrumental ensemble. I have to admit that when I was younger, I couldn't stand Handel's vocal music in this style. What happened to me? Did I become more aristocratic in my taste? No, not at all. At some point, Handel charmed me beyond what I once heard as flowery and flamboyant. This may be music composed for a palace. Well, I don't have one, and I don't want one. I'll take my Handel straight up. No frills, just genius.
The CD is called Delirio. Our critic is Tom Manoff.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.